Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Jonathan Edwards is our guest today. He's best known for his 1971 hit song Sunshine and the album that followed it in 1972, filled with gorgeous writing and Edwards' sweet high voice. That voice has served him well through his 50-year career. He's sung with Emmylou Harris and others throughout that period. He has a very good new album, Tomorrow's Child, that Vince Gill and Alison Krauss help out on. When he came by our studio to sing in front of an invited audience, he began with, what else? Sunshine.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man gone and tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear a word he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine for these ain't dues I've been paying. Sing it again. So how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. Be damned if he'll run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone and tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. And working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. But he said in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. Sing it again. So how much does it cost?
I'll buy it.
Time is all we've lost. I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. Be damned if he'll run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll still be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around, and brand new bells will be ringing.
Good singing.
They were great.
Yeah.
Jonathan Edwards is our guest, and we're really happy to have him on the World Cafe. He's got a new album called Tomorrow's Child, and we're going to hear some old stuff, some new stuff. It's great that you opened with that. When you wrote that song way back when, did you have any idea that 40-some-odd years later you'd have to sing it every night?
Well, you know, that never occurred to me, but yeah. But I've often said if I had to have only one song to come into the world with and leave the world with, I would be certainly happy with that one. So
yeah, it's so interesting because it is such an upbeat song with a great chorus, but it's a protest song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm sure people on the radio realize that when they put it on it, but.
I think if they had, they probably wouldn't have played it in 1971.
Yeah. Now, I heard that it was one of those that, you know, this often happens. I talk with people all the time. But the song that they become known for is one that almost doesn't make the record. Was that the case with this?
Yeah. It was sort of, we had inadvertently left a space on the 2-inch tape when we were recording in the middle of the night. And the engineer was very embarrassed that we had erased what song we had worked on that afternoon, and he said, it was just the two of us, and he said, gee, do you have something else you can put on there? I said, well, yeah, I got this one I just wrote. He said, well, go out there and put it on there. And so I went out and did Sunshine, and there was a bass in there. I said, I came back in and listened to it. It sounded pretty good, just me and the guitar. I said, look, there's a bass over there. I'll put some bass on it. So I played bass on it and a little 12-string on the end of the song, and the next day we overdubbed my friend Rich Adelman playing drums on it, and boom, there it is.
Wow, that's amazing. You've kind of had that back in the day. You kind of had a DIY way of doing things to begin with.
Yeah.
Because I remember at the time, everybody, your live show was what people talked about. Because you performed a lot. It wasn't just in New England. I mean, we were here in Philadelphia, and you made it down here, and you really Was that just out of necessity, or you decided that I'm going to build it this way?
You know, I just, that's just what I, that was my comfort zone, is going out and playing for folks and sharing the music and sharing the love and, you know, getting out there and spreading the word and seeing what would happen. And nothing's changed about that.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about how you've kept going over the years, and because you've done a lot of things right that other people may not get. But I want to talk a little bit about Tomorrow's Child, which is this new record, which it looks like it. There's some few things were done in New England, but most of it you went down to Nashville to make?
Oh, yeah. We did it in Zach Brown's Nashville studio. It happened to be vacant for 3 days. We did this album in 3 days. Like we used to do it in the old days, sitting around looking at each other, you know, playing the music with a couple of live mics in the room. That's basically how it went. And it was such a pleasure to do things that way again and just take it as it came. And you know, if there were mistakes and flies on it, well, there'd be flies on it.
Well, why don't you do one of the new songs?
All right. This is the title cut. And I think about my mom. And the whole album is about, if I may, the whole album is about adoption and reunion and families, how crazy families are these days and how scattered we often tend to be and getting back together. And I found my birth mom when I was 40, and we've been very close ever since, and she's 96 now. And I think about her when I approach this song. It exists on many levels. Days pass like a moving river, always faster than you think, and just below the misty surface, if you try and stop time, you will sink. And so I only have you for a little while. I run my fingers through your hair and you smile. I may not be there when you get to where you're going. I plant the seed but may not see the tree done growing. Still, as long as there's a blue yonder, and the yonder is forever wild, I will always have faith in tomorrow's child. We all began as sons and daughters. We all become lovers and friends. Some of us are blessed to be mothers and fathers, but we all become children in the end. And so I only have you for a little while. I run my fingers through your hair and you smile. I may not be there when you get to where you're going. I plant the seed but may not see the tree done growing. Still, as long as there's a blue yonder, and the yonder is forever wild, I will always have faith in tomorrow's child. Always coming home. I may not be there when you get to where you're going. I plant the seed but may not see the tree done growing. As there's a blue yonder, and the yonder is forever wild. I will always have faith in tomorrow's child. Tomorrow's child. Tomorrow's child. Days pass like a moving river, always faster than you think.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This old guitar climb many mountains. This old guitar cross many seas. And every night as I lay dreaming, this old guitar dreams next to me. We started off this road together, rolling down that long highway. We've seen sunny days and inclement weather. One more time, let me hear you say, I'm just an old wooden box with some wires upon my top, but you can hear every note of the blues in what I say. Hold me when you're down, Lord, I wrap your arms around. Play that chord again. Let it rain. This old guitar's danced in heaven. This old guitar has run down through hell. But it keeps in tune most nights and it keeps a secret. It tells a story true and it tells it well. Too many times I've been abandoned. Too many times I'm just too blind to see. But every time up and pack my suitcase, this old guitar starts to call in me. I'm just an old wooden box with some wires upon my top, but you can hear every note of the blues in what I say. Just hold me when you're down, Lord, and wrap your arms around. We'll play that chord again, son. Let it rain. This old guitar has been my savior. This old guitar's been my ear to see me through. And you never know these days about gods and lovers. Oh, 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 no, no. But I know it all when I'm holding you. This old guitar keeps on ringing through. This old guitar looks like it's me and you. Oh, looks like it's me and you, and you, and you again. Oh, yeah. Thanks very much.
That's almost a gospel song about the tools of your trade.
That's right. That's right.
That's a good one.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
We ought to get together.
I don't want to particularly dwell on the beginning of your career, but I'm really interested in it because, for instance, I always thought you were from Boston, and you're not. Where are you originally from?
I was born in Minnesota, and I grew up in Virginia, and I went to school in Athens, Ohio. And in 68, we became the best band in the northeast corner of southwestern Ohio. And so we moved to Boston to try and make it in the big city, and I've been sort of New England bound ever since.
Because Boston was, people now remember, back in that day, it was the folk center of the country. It was like the Austin of whatever came after.
And so it was really nice. It was a very, very comfortable place to be an acoustic singer-songwriter.
You know, we talked about Sunshine and what a big hit it was, but I'm really interested in everything you did afterwards because it seemed to me that those first two or three records were just all on Capricorn, all had a kind of a vibe to them, and you kept kind of doing what you were doing. But did you ran away from it at a certain point?
I did.
I was wondering what that was about because it may have been the smartest thing you ever did.
Maybe.
I mean, because it preserved you, you know.
Yeah, I've been called well preserved. In 73 or so, things weren't going that well with album number two, and I was a little disenchanted with the whole business, and I'd had some health issues and, you know, boring stuff, but all I could talk about sitting in the van and the tour bus and stuff, all I could talk about and think about was getting back to the land and learning how to be a self-sufficient farmer and learning how to live off the power grid and learning how to work with actual horsepower instead of the diesel variety. And, leading a sustainable lifestyle. And that's all I could, I was an expert on growing a $750 potato because I was reading Mother Earth News and the Whole Earth catalog. And I was all over that stuff. And the band said, quiet, just be quiet. Go do it. Just go do it. It's your passion, man. Go do it. And I was, of course, loving the road, but I went up to Nova Scotia and kind of checked out for about 9 months. And then Emmylou Harris called me up and said, John, I'm doing an album here in L.A. on Warner Brothers, and I can't hear anybody I'd rather sing with than you. So why don't you get your butt on an airplane and get over here? And then I was right back in it.
Wow. Yeah, you've got that high voice that sounds good with men and women.
Yeah.
Sounds really, really good.
Thank you.
And sounds great. Jonathan Edwards is our guest, and we're hearing some new and old stuff, and he's got this really, really nice new album that we heard the title track from a little while ago called Tomorrow's Child. Mm-hmm. And why don't you do another one of yours from here? Because there's some.
All right.
You cover a lot of people. Is that songs you on this record, just other people's songs you liked, or how did that come to be? Because a lot of people just do theirs.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard people do that. Yeah. I've always had that formula for no real, cognitive reason. I've always done about half the songs of my own on every album that I've ever done, and half of songs that I've found from other people, usually friends, friends and neighbors, and that's worked well for me. I love other people's writing just as much as my own, and don't want to ego trip out on it too much. And I think it helps an album to have that kind of variety in the writing and the approach. And this album is no exception. But I did write this one about my love Sandy, and who I could not live without, do any of the stuff I do without her. And I wrote this tune about her, and I kind of wrote it in a sort of a style of double Dutch jump rope, believe it or not, the chants and songs that people sing while they're jump roping to help keep the rhythm. And I kind of had that in my head as I was creating this imagery about my girl. And it ended up, she wasn't too sure how she felt about this song being trotted out in front of audiences every night. You know, it's kind of a little personal, she's kind of a private person, and at least she was until this show. And she wasn't too sure she wanted it out there on the stage every night. But then I got my friend Vince Gill to sing harmony on it. And now she seems to like it just fine. It goes like this.
Sandy girl, you stop my world 15 times a day. I catch your eye, I tell no lie. I'm taking you away. I'm taking you away. Moonlight up in Blue Hill, Maine, all those years ago. I'm coming to town, I'm looking around, and you're sitting in a second row. You're sitting in a second row. Oh boy, Sandy girl, I'm sending you a letter. When you're good, you're crazy good. But when you're bad, you're better. Sandy girl, you rock my world, dancing in the breeze. Autumn skies and your blue eyes say thank you and then please. Thank you and then please. Please is for the way you love me and every day you do. You bring me coffee to my bed, cream and sugar too, cream and sugar too. Sandy girl, I'm sending you a letter. When you're good, you're crazy good. When you're bad, you're better. Rock my world, dancing in the breeze. Autumn skies and your blue eyes say thank you and then please. Thank you and then please. Please is for the way you love me and every day you do. You bring me coffee to my bed, cream and sugar too, cream and sugar too. Hey. Sandy girl, head full of curls, the boys begin to talk. I hear every word you say, but they like the way you walk. They like the way you walk. Sandy girl, I'm sending you a letter. When you're good, you're crazy good. But when you're bad, you're better. You're better. River flows like summer goes, deep as it is wide. Cross the water, preach your daughter, see you on the other side. See you on the other side. See, when you're good, you're crazy good. But when you're bad, you're better.
Sandy Girl, our guest today on the World Cafe, Jonathan Edwards. He's got a new record. You know, one of the things I did not know about you, I knew you were in Pump Boys and the Dinettes.
Mm-hmm.
And did you tour that or originate that or that role or how did that work out?
Tom Chapin actually was on the original cast on Broadway.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they asked him to go on the road with it and he said, "Nah, I'm not going on the road, but I'll tell you who will." And so I was on the road with the late great Nicolette Larson and my old buddy Henry Gross, and we toured this thing for 8 months.
Wow!
All over the country. It was Pump Boys and Dinettes. If you ever get a chance to see it, it still lives somewhere.
Yeah, but you also did some film acting.
Yeah, I did a little bit of film acting. It was great, loved it. Hope to do more. I played a preacher, which is really unique.
Yeah, you who think Jonathan Edwards would be a preacher?
Right.
Does any of what you do on stage inform that, you think? I mean,
it all goes together. Sure.
Yeah.
Everything that I do, you know, ends up on stage. Really, my artwork, my building stuff, you know, my creativity in general, ends up being part of the stage experience. It's really lucky, fortunate.
Jonathan Edwards is our guest, and what's next?
Well, let's see. We got. I was going to do the.
Yeah.
Shanty song.
Whoa. Now, you know, it's funny because I this song that you're about to do is well known, and there was a radio station out in Seattle that Friday night at 5 o'clock every week
yep.
for years would play this song.
Why'd they stop?
I don't know. Giving people ideas, and you're all to blame. So there you go.
Yeah.
Great, great song. Now, tell me about writing this one.
It was there the next afternoon when we all woke up. And I owe this song to the fact that pencil adheres to formica. And it was said that I had written it. So I went with it. No, it's just a song. It's just a phrase we used to have in one of my first bands. You know, what are you going to do tonight? Oh, just lay around the shanty and put a good buzz on like every other night. And I always dedicate this song to Colorado and Washington and Oregon and Alaska and Washington, D.C. and the city of Portland, Maine. And so you know where I'm going with this then. Gonna sit down in the kitchen, fix me something good to eat, and make my head a little high, make the whole day complete. We're gonna lay around the shanty, mama, and put a good buzz on. Oh, pass it to me, baby, pass it to me slow. We'll take time out to smile a little before you let her go. We're gonna lay around the shanty, oh, mama, and put a good buzz on. Take it. Oh, it's me. Nothing to do and there's always room for more. Fill it light and shut up and close the door, babe. We're gonna lay around the shanty tonight. We'll put a good buzz on. Prohibition never works, it's time to realize it. Gee, it grows in my backyard, it's time to legalize it. Lay around the shanty, mama, and put a good buzz on. I'm gonna sit down in my rented car, gonna jam it into drive. Gonna head on out and play a World Cafe, cause I'm glad I'm alive. We're gonna lay around the shanty, mama, and put a good buzz on. Every night and day. For listening, we're gonna lay around. Sing it with me, Will. Put a good buzz on. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jonathan Edwards. Thanks for the buzz. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks so much for doing what you do for all of us acoustic players out there on the road. Thanks so much.
Well, it's music we all love. And thanks to our audience as well, our special producers. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.